Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Spoon, I'll take you back to a year ago, almost exactly, because it was in August in 2018. Kagiso Rabada was DJing, we were out there with Lumi and other guys, and you were talking about, in your mind, you've already seen yourself at the World Cup scoring the winning try. And when I put two weeks ago, that try, together with you being in this team now, going to Japan, it looks like something magical is about to happen. I mean, how do you feel?
It's surreal, actually. But like I said last year, I know it sounds a bit philosophical and that, but I've kind of sort of been there in my mind. I've kind of sort of lived the moment a few times over, and I've enjoyed it in my head a few times over, and it feels nice to be here right now, knowing that I'm selected to go to the World Cup and feel the moment, you know, in real life. I think this is an opportunity to make all those visions, all those dreams that I have for myself that I think about daily, to make them come through and to materialize them. And, you know, I think, the stars are aligning the way I'd like them to be. So I hope everything goes how I've seen it and how I've lived it in my head.
I mean, that's like amazing, because as I was watching that game, I was thinking, this is what this guy was talking about, and, you know, no one else could have seen it. You know, when you visualize something, it may not always happen at the time when you want it to happen. I don't know, that's my own thinking. So did you feel going into that the game against Argentina here at home at Loftus I'm behind where I need to be, or I'm a little bit under pressure to perform, and maybe this vision that I had is not something for now but for later? Did you ever think like that?
I did have some doubts. You know, it's been tough. It's been a competitive team environment, and I must say the guys who are ahead of me are world class as well, so I can't really complain too much, but I can just harness the competition and the energy that they give to me. And at a stage I did feel like the dream was going to be taken away from me and maybe saved for later, like you're saying, but maybe that's why I came out with the energy that I came out with at Loftus, because I felt like something was going to be snatched from my grip, and I felt like I just needed to cement this thing that I really wanted so bad. I did feel like maybe I'm not going to make the World Cup squad, but I also felt like, you know what, if I ever had something to do about it, it would have to happen this weekend at Loftus. And I spent the whole week getting myself ready for the game mentally, and then when it did come, I'm glad that I took the chances that I did get, and I'm grateful that my coaches did back me and give me another chance to prove myself, and hopefully I've secured their favor, and I just want to get better from here on.
Tell me about that moment lastly, man. Do you remember it? Because a lot of people will often tell me when something like that happens, it's almost like you're looking at yourself from outside.
Yeah. It was very, like, out of body. Like, I told someone earlier, I just remember seeing the first guy and thinking, okay, I'm going to step him. There was no thought process to anything that happened afterwards. There was really no thought process. That was just, like, instinct at its purest. And I just reacted to the players that were, like, trying to stop me. And then I dotted the ball down, and when I got up from there, I realized that, damn, I just gotta try. I just gotta try, and I can't really tell you what I was thinking when everything was happening. The only thing I remember thinking was, okay, here's the first defender, let me beat him. And everything that happened from there on was just like my body, like, following my instinct, which is a great place to be for a sportsman.
To be completely in the moment.
The flow, they call it. To be completely in the flow.
I know KG talks about that a lot as well. Lastly, what music you listening to right now? Because, you know, how we do it on a Friday, whether it's a Good Friday with Skumba in the morning or myself and Sandy in the afternoon, just hanging out, doing sport and a bit of music. We like to let the music do the talking. What you listening to right now?
I keep it South African, bruh. I'm enjoying South African hip-hop at the moment. Okay. I love Frank Casino. I love his down-tempo. You know, he makes me feel cool. He simmers me down. I listen to Nasty C and Aries. They've got a lot of attitude, you know. I like the things they say, you know, that they make me feel cool. They make me feel like I can do anything I want to do, you know. So I just listen to those three guys mainly. And when I'm feeling fresh now and then, I listen to some Super Mega. But yeah, so yeah, that those are my four South African artists that I jam to the most. Yeah.
All the best, my brother, at the World Cup, and we'll be there to wish you all the best, man.
Thank you very much, bro. Appreciate it.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.